This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with myself, Roshan, Kusa Chuang, and Wong Xiaoning. And in about half an hour, we're going to continue our discussion around politics. We're taking a look. We'll be speaking to Ong Kiam Ming, YB Ong Kiam Ming, after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin to get his views on the matter. But in the meantime, let's talk about yesterday, and it's been a pretty hectic 72 hours for Malaysian politics, to say the least. Yesterday, we were hit by shock announcements by Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir of his resignation, and also his resignation as chairman of Bersatu an hour after his announcement with regards to the prime ministership.
Yeah, shortly after that, he also met with the Yang Diputan Agong yesterday evening, where it was announced that the king had accepted Tun Mahathir's resignation, but then reappointed him as interim prime minister until the new prime minister is appointed and the cabinet is formed. So what just happened? Did our entire government change, or are we back to square one?
Yes, and to help us break down that chain of events, we speak to our head of news at BFM, Keith Kam. Welcome to the show, Keith. Monday was another confusing day in Malaysian politics, so break it down for us. What were the key events?
Sure, Roshan. You're right. It was confusing, but at least towards the end of the day, we did get some clarity. The upshot of it is that Pakatan had not collapsed. It is still technically the government of the day, albeit with some changes. When yesterday started, it was quite ominous because it was based on what happened at the Sheraton PJ Unity dinner the night before. And we kind of like thought that DAP and Amana had been ousted, and it basically meant the disintegration of Pakatan Harapan. We also knew at the start of the day that PKR President Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim and Dato' Sri Wan Aziza were scheduled to meet the Yang Dipertuan Agong. They eventually did, but before all that happened in the morning, Anwar, the DAP Secretary General Lim Guan Eng, Amana President Mat Sabu, they also met with Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Party meetings were also scheduled. PKR had one. And it was during this press briefing, post this meeting, that PKR confirmed that Deputy President Dato' Sri Azmin Ali and VP Zuraida Kamaruddin had been sacked. So Azmin then confirmed that he and 10 other party members, including former ministers Baru Bian, Saifuddin Abdullah, as well as Zuraida, had left the party. So whether they had resigned or sacked, depending on who you would ask, I guess. They said that they would be forming an independent bloc. There was later talk that Azmin might join Gerakan, but that has still to be verified. So Azmin's side of the story is that he and the PKR members aligned to him insist that what they had done was meant to protect Tun's position, because they weren't happy at how Tun was being forced to commit to a transition date. Bersatu also issued a statement during the course of the morning to confirm the party was no longer with Pakatan Harapan. Then the Malaysian Insight was one of the first to tweet that Tun had sent in his resignation letter as PM to the King.
So, Keith, did the resignation of Tun Mahathir as our Prime Minister take the Malaysian press by surprise?
I asked, not just the press, I was just asking a few people. We at the office, it was kind of a surprise to us. It was really unlike a man who had led a ragtag coalition of really, really different parties to throw in the towel. But he did indeed resign. And like you said, you know, the Agong accepted it, but requested that he stay on as interim PM. So to not only resign as PM, he went that one step further and resigned as Bersatu chairman, which meant that he's also out of his own party. Now that, I think, took his own party by surprise, because late last night, Bersatu held an emergency meeting. And the statement they released just after midnight said that they reject Tun's resignation and that they still support him as PM. So, you know, I was saying earlier how we got more clarity. There was a PC chat by DAP Secretary General Lim Guan Eng after its own leader's emergency meeting in the afternoon. And Lim confirmed that he and Mat Sabu did indeed go to see Tun in the morning to urge him to stay on as PM. Because he revealed that there was treachery and betrayal, Game of Thrones style, that has been orchestrated by Azmin. his observation was that why Thun had resigned was that he would never ever agree to work with UMNO, where many of the leaders were already facing corruption trials. It was also revealed that the Pakatan Harapan leadership, or whatever that's left of them, intend to ask Thun to stay on. And just to clarify as well, the chief secretary of the government has confirmed that with Thun's resignation, all ministers and deputy ministers are no longer, well, ministers and deputy ministers.
So, Keith, with Pazatu out of Pakatan and 11 PKR lawmakers no longer within the coalition, doesn't that mean they have lost the majority?
That's kind of what we all thought. Lim was asked that, and he believes Pakatan Harapan still has the numbers in parliament to remain as the ruling government. Yes, it has the fewer than the 112 seats for a simple majority in a day one rakyat, but Lim says this would be tested in parliament when it reconvenes next month. I think this conversation will go on throughout the day on BFM. We are speaking to quite a number of constitutional experts and lawyers, so we will find out then. So he said, Lim also said that a lot of political parties are holding meetings, press conferences over today, maybe tomorrow as well. So I guess we just let this unfold.
All right, and thank you for that, Keith. That was Keith Kam, Head of News at BFM, to help us break down the chain of events.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.